Hi, I'm Kate, the creative producer at Junction. I'm here with our associate artist and sampled hostess with the most, Bryony Kimming.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks.
Good stuff. I wondered if we could talk a bit more about sampled, and we can see you on the cover of our brochure, which is an amazing image. You've got a couple of drills and you're in a shed, and it's great. And I just wondered if you could tell us a bit more about what you'll be doing across the weekends and how you'll be looking after our audience and getting them all in the spirit.
Okay, well, two things over the weekend. I am the hostess of the Mostest, so I will be in between all of the fabulous companies that are performing. I will be doing small acts, I'll be playing lots of games with the audience, I'll be introducing what's happening and where, so I'll be showing you around the building. So pretty much if you're coming, you won't be able to get away from me.
Yep.
I'm already planning the most ridiculous outfits I can possibly think of and dream up with my designers. It's kind of, we're thinking, aren't we, seaside themed and kind of Great British Holiday Camp or maybe seaside and various different things.
Lots of
bunting, lots of tweed,
shenanigans,
yeah, lots of hanky hats,
seaside camp,
yeah,
activities for everyone to get involved with.
Exactly. And also, I'm launching this new audio installation that I've kind of been making. I'm associate here at the Junction, so it's kind of being made for you.
Yeah.
But then
and
I think
and
it's
also, and it's also being made for our leisure park.
Yeah,
it?
Totally.
But it's based on a place that was of real interest to you when you were growing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's like I'm from Cambridgeshire, so it's based on a place called Megatron on the A14 road, which
it
runs
from brilliant.
Oh, it's wicked.
It doesn't exist anymore.
No. It runs the A14 runs, you know, like from Cambridge basically to Peterborough. But it was like near my house, and it was a restaurant in the shape of a spaceship, like full size spaceship. Like you were greeted by robots at the door. It had touch screen ordering. Like in 1989, so it was nuts.
Great food,
rubbish
burgers,
food,
burgers, rubbish,
like £10 burgers in like 1989. So like, yeah, completely.
That's a lot, isn't it?
That's why it closed basically because people went there once, went, wow, look at this amazing spaceship-shaped restaurant, and then went, the food's rubbish, it's overpriced, we're never coming back. And then it got turned into a McDonald's about 2 years later. And it's kind of, it is about the story of this restaurant and kind of how it was made and why it was made, but it's also about the summer in which I turned double figures, you know, 10, the summer before I became a top junior, the summer I got my first shell suit, the summer I realised that boys were around, like coming of age really, and also just the disappointment of growing up. That sounds so depressing, but you know, that point where you realise that spaceship-shaped restaurants are only people in costumes.
A bit of magic.
Exactly, shine comes off.
And shell suits will feature, won't they?
You'll get to put on a shell suit, dress as my 9-year-old self, and go on this kind of journey of audio discovery. So I'm doing those two things. Get down there.
That's our sample festival performance, 30th of April to 1st of May. See it for 7 shows in a day, and also featuring Tin Fingers, Made in China, Brian Bell, Non-01, Greg McLaren, many others, and Bryony, our hostess with the most.
Yay!